going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We were talking about whose idea it was earlier, Pat. And I think this has, and Doran thinks this has Andy Weidel written all over it. We both think Omar Khan's a little gun shy because of what Kevin Colbert did, and he was part of that administration with Kenny Pickett. Art Rooney's wanted a defensive lineman since his media availability at the end of the season. Meanwhile, I think Tomlin really did like Shador Sanders. How do you think this all went down?
Yeah, I'm sure there were cases made, final arguments, you know, final exam presentation type deal to state your case. But I think everyone probably was comfortable with this pick being highly graded, high upside, big physical, a position of serious need. You know, you're hosting the draft next year, and you're going to have Aaron Rodgers this year. Like, they have to have some assurance that that's the case, to not go, if they don't go quarterback with one of their first two picks or make a move for one, to your point, Adam. So that means you're taking a guy next year in a class that's widely considered to be better. But, you know, I've argued that may not be the case. It could be. I think there's definitely potential for that to be the case, but I don't think you can sit here today and say, like, oh, it's definitely better.
No.
You know, there's too much unknown about a lot of the top guys. But I think it's the right pick, and I think when all is said and done, they all shook hands and said, this is where we're going.
Yep.
Period.
Quick take here. Would have been quicker if I could speak English correctly. Arch Manning, Drew Aller, Lenora Sellers, Garrett Nussmeier, Sam Levitt, Cade Klubnik, Nico Amamalia. Those are the guys who could be, you know, first-round quarterbacks next year. I bet you a few of them fall off. I bet you there's a surprise guy that's added in. Mm-hmm. Here's the quick take. The Browns are going to get Arch Manning. You get the Jags pick. You have your pick. I don't think either team's going to be very good. The Browns could pick number one next year. Yeah, and if they don't pick one exactly right, they could package and move up, perhaps, depending on. There could be a team that's not quarterback needy that picks number one next year.
Why is Arch Manning
the
number one quarterback like right now?
That, you're right. Could be a guess. He might not even come out.
Right.
He might not even come out.
Well, I think, if he plays well, he'll come out.
Yeah.
But I mean, he couldn't beat out Quinn Ewers.
Right.
Sure.
You know, like.
And they paid him a lot, too. It's not like they played the more expensive player. They went the opposite.
Right. Drew Aller's a good player, but, you know, clutch, you know, made some huge mistakes.
If he
plays at a high level all year,
he's probably
the number one guy.
Yes.
And I've said for a long time.
Aller?
Yes.
Not over Manning if they both play well.
And if they both play well, but if he plays like he has played at times, which we haven't seen enough from Manning.
Against the big dogs.
He beats Ohio State, wins the Big Ten championship, and they go to the playoff again, and he plays well. He is the most talented quarterback, arm talent-wise, in the draft.
Last name is not Manning. I agree.
Understood.
Yeah,
I'm saying, again, based on what we know more about him.
Mm-hmm.
And that would just be, if the Steelers somehow got him, I would. That to me is, and I'm rooting for the Steelers. I want them to win, man. Like, I know we're not supposed to be fans, on the fan. But,
yes, we can.
But that would be poetic justice for all my Pitt people out there to go to games and root for him to fail.
I don't think...
I mean, am I right?
I might be wrong about this. I don't know that people rooted for Kenny to fail. I think that they...
I think they were excited about... as soon as he made a mistake, they were fired up to get on.
I agree that they jumped on him faster than they would have jumped on anybody else, but I don't think people root for their quarterback to fail.
I don't, and I honestly don't think that even if Aller was there, that the Steelers would even put themselves in that position again because of Kenny. Even though it's a little bit different, but just the, they know that there's a big fan base. There's fan bases here in Pittsburgh, Penn State, Pitt. I don't think they want any of that noise. So you have to go through something like that again.
Maybe they'll take Nico Markiol out of West Virginia. That would only happen if if there was a 35-round draft, and maybe not even then.
35-round.
Yeah. People texting, because I've been talking about this shoulder injury for Derek Harmon, and what I've been told is he'll need a surgery after the season. And people write stuff like, shoulder issue was a draft rumor. It wasn't a draft rumor. They clearly didn't think it was a big deal, which is a different thing. It ain't no rumor. It's... the truth. The truth. Nothing but the truth, so help me God.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.